Taking a look at the latest U.S. Drought Monitor. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Over the half the country is in drought, and I think a lot of farmers, although we don't really probably want snow, would take some rain, as it is pretty dry out there. USDA meteorologist Brad Ripping notes how the latest U.S. Drought Monitor reflects a peak in coverage not seen for several months.
Drought coverage approaching 55% in early March. The last 2 weeks represent the first time since November 2024, more than a year ago, that we have seen U.S. drought coverage greater than 50%. And this week's number, 54.9%, that is the greatest U.S. drought coverage, looking at the lower 48 states, since all the way back in December of 2022, more than 3 years ago. The drought coverage at that time on December 6th, 2022 was 55.5%.
And for all you cow-calf guys out there, it's probably been pretty nice to not have to fight the mud during this time of year while you're calving, but again, we would probably appreciate some moisture. Taking a look at drought coverage by state, Rippy goes over the states with notable extreme to exceptional drought for the period ending in March 3rd.
I'm going to focus on that high-end drought coverage, the D3s and D4s, extreme to exceptional drought. Among our 50 states in the United States, exactly half of them have some degree of extreme or exceptional drought coverage on March 3rd, and some of the most significant drought lies across the southern United States. Florida, in particular, has been impacted by a cool season drought that has left D3 to D4 coverage in Florida at 71% by early March, and then not too far behind Georgia with 37% D3 to D4 coverage, Arkansas coming in at 35%. Other states into double digits for D3 to D4 coverage on March 3rd include across the Great Plains and the West. We have Colorado, Oklahoma, and Texas. In the Midwest, we see greater than 10% drought coverage in Illinois and Indiana.
And as for a look for the numbers behind our crops and commodity production areas in drought.
Winter wheat, 56% of the production area in drought. We are watching some of those deteriorating conditions across some of the Great Plains production areas, including Oklahoma, Texas, Nebraska, South Dakota, and extending into Montana, some of the key states where we do see significant drought coverage at this time. Kansas has dried out a little bit. Eastern Colorado has dried out a bit, but at this point, not a significant amount of drought in those key production areas. Ag and drought numbers coming in for hay production areas that typically produce. We have seen an increase in drought coverage there as well. 54% of the U.S. hay production area in drought in early March, up from 39% 5 weeks ago, and 57% of the U.S. cattle inventory currently experiencing drought. That is up sharply from 34% just 5 weeks ago.
And how about a weather outlook across the country for this week?
Covering the time period from March 10th through the 16th. The warm weather that will be moving into place later this week looks like it'll stick around in some areas well into mid-March. We are expecting above normal temperatures throughout the eastern United States, across the southern tier of the country, and also redeveloping in the west. However, some of that cold air that's lurking across northern North America may make a return to the United States next week. So we do expect below normal temperatures returning from the 10th through the 16th on average across the northern plains into the upper Midwest. Now, with that pattern, we do expect to see a rather stormy, showery pattern continuing across much of the country. From the 10th through the 16th of March, expect above normal precipitation just about everywhere from the Rockies to the Atlantic coast. Greatest likelihood of those wet conditions will shift eastward with time and be focused mainly in the eastern United States.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.